From the American College of Cardiology, this is Dr. Kim Eagle, ACC.org Editor-in-Chief with this week's Eagle's Eye View. This is your weekly update from ACC.org. I'm recording this podcast on July 20th, 2020. So let's get started. I have three articles that I wanted to talk to you today about that came out just in the last few days, all related to COVID-19 and all I think are important. We're going to talk about the vaccine trial just recently published. We'll talk about the use of masks and their benefit in healthcare workers. And we'll talk about some additional data from England looking at MI rates during COVID-19 surges. So let's get started with the vaccine. You'll all recall that the New England Journal this week reported on the use of an mRNA vaccine against COVID-19. This is a phase one dose escalation open label trial with 45 healthy adults, and their average age was about 33. They received two vaccines 28 days apart with an mRNA 1273 vaccine, 25 micrograms, then 100 micrograms or 250 micrograms. And as you know, this is a novel method of developing vaccines, and what they've accomplished here in a short time frame is remarkable. Of the 45 enrolled participants, about half were men and 90% were Caucasian. Three of the participants did not get the vaccine, the second part, because of issues with the first. Two of them had hives, and obviously this is something that is of some concern. Otherwise, there were no adverse events. There were symptoms related to the vaccine. Patients had fatigue, headache, myalgia, chills, and at higher doses, there were more symptoms. The vaccine did elicit a response in a dose-dependent fashion, with magnitudes that are similar to patients who've recovered from COVID-19. And this was true even after the first vaccination. But less than half the participants developed the serum neutralizing activity after just one dose. But after the second dose, it was uniform. There were neutralizing antibodies that developed. Also, there was evidence of T cell response with type 1 helper T cells predominating, TNF-alpha, interleukin-2, and interferon-gamma. So this is really a very important study. Obviously, it's small, it's early, but it does suggest that the possibility of an mRNA vaccine may be helpful in immunizing folks against COVID-19. So let's go on and talk about symptoms of coronary disease and presentation to hospitals. This is a study from England reported in The Lancet, and it looked at the admission rate for acute MI in England during different periods of the pandemic. The investigators looked at the period from January 1st, 2019 to May 24th, 2020, and then they matched periods of time in 2019 and 2020 to say what was the frequency of admission for ACS in England during similar time frames last year to this year. What they saw was a significant decline, a 40% decline in ACS admissions during April and May of 2020. So in May of 2020, there were 2,500 admissions, representing a 16% decline. But in April, it was even more substantial. So this reduction, a 40% reduction, also was seen in the number of patients who got PCI for STEMI. And there was also a reduction throughout this pandemic period. So the study is very consistent with a report out of Michigan, New York, Italy, suggesting that during surges, patients with ACS-type symptoms are not coming to the hospital. And we believe that much of this is due to fear that they're going to contact the COVID-19 virus when they come to an emergency room or actually in a hospital. And we need to fight this with everything we have to increase public awareness so that patients with ACS-type symptoms don't stay home because they need these life-saving therapies, and the likelihood of infection with COVID-19 is less and less as we learn to deal with this pandemic. Now, the last paper, also lots of news this week. It's in JAMA, and it's a study looking at the use of masks. This is a study out of a hospital system in Boston. It asks the question, does universal masking in a healthcare system affect SARS-CoV-2 positivity among healthcare workers? This is a study of nearly 10,000 healthcare workers, of whom about 13% had positive results for COVID-19. Median age was 39, 73% female. 7.5% were physician or trainees, 26% were nurses or PAs, 18% were technologists or nursing support, and 48% other. During the early part of the pandemic, the SARS COVID-19 positivity rate increased exponentially among healthcare workers from 0 to 21%. And this is an increase of 1.16% per day. And this was during a time when we didn't yet know that we should be doing universal masking. Toward the end, the positivity rate decreased substantially from 14.6% to about 11%, and there was a slope change as well. And as the authors looked at this trend line, and it was adjusted for various aspects, it surely suggested that the advent of universal masking in the hospital among healthcare workers very likely diminished the spread between patients and healthcare workers and among healthcare workers. And in my estimation, this is probably the strongest evidence yet that universal masking positive, particularly when the virus is really around, is of great benefit. So we've covered a lot today. We talked about the early vaccine. We talked about ACS admissions during the COVID pandemic surge. And we talked about the potential value of masking, which I think increasingly looks to be very important, reducing aerosol spread of this virus. Go to the website, acc.org, for all of your information about COVID-19. It's absolutely terrific. Also, this week we'll be doing a webinar. We'll be covering 14 articles that we've reported on in the last 3 months. So look for that on acc.org as well. I think it should be an excellent one-hour webinar. Rapid-fire sequence looking at the most important topics on testing, treatment, and program management. I enjoy bringing you these podcasts every week. I hope you have a very good week, a safe week, and I look forward to talking to you again next week. This is Kim Eagle for acc.org. I'm out.